Appendix A. Our Army's Legacy of Service. The story of the United States Army is one of growth, adaptation, and change. The Army as an institution changes its organization, materiel, doctrine, and composition to cope with conflict and danger. For these reasons, ensuring that the history of the Army, both during combat and contingency operations, and during periods of peace, is preserved and understood, is fundamental to every soldier, unit, and command. ATP 1-20. The Army, Sacrifice and Value to the Nation. Since George Washington transformed an ill-equipped army into a professional force at Valley Forge, American soldiers have served the nation by responding to national emergencies, defending its frontiers, protecting its growth, providing humanitarian assistance, enabling the joint force, working with multinational partners, and, most importantly, winning its wars. No other profession demands the profound level of personal sacrifices required of our soldiers and their families. For American soldiers, the most meaningful line of the Declaration of Independence is the sentence that closes the document. For the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Soldiers explored the Louisiana Purchase, fought to preserve the Union on the battlefields of the Civil War, and helped build the Panama Canal. They played a major role in winning two world wars, prevented the spread of communism during the Cold War, and defeated international aggressors in Korea and Kuwait. They deposed oppressive regimes in Afghanistan and Iraq, provided support to civil authorities at home during natural and man-made disasters, and remain in contact today to defeat violent extremist organizations while preparing to win future conflicts in an increasingly unstable world. The Army Flag. The Army's history is reflected in the 190 campaign streamers that adorn the Army flag. The Army flag honors all who served and are serving, reminding each American that our place today as the world's premier land force was not achieved quickly or easily, but built on sacrifices from the American Revolution through today. Establishing the nation. The birth of the Army preceded the creation of the United States. The Revolutionary War molded the heritage of service and sacrifice that won our nation's freedom and established the Army's unique relationship with its citizens today. Revolutionary War. Following the initial engagements in Massachusetts, the Second Continental Congress established the American Continental Army on 14 June 1775. 8 more years of war followed. Saratoga, 1777. At the close of the Battle of Saratoga, an American commander took the surrender of a British field army for the first time. The roots of the victory at Saratoga lay in the militias organized in the American colonies to provide for their common defense. The Continental Congress, using the militia concept as a foundation, officially ratified provisions to establish the Continental Army in June 1775, making it America's oldest military service. Between 1776 and 1780, the Continental Army and militias worked together as a total force to defend the American interior and develop new tactics. American forces lost a number of major engagements in this period, but they were able to maintain their presence in the field through their unwavering commitment to prevent the British forces from controlling key areas. In 1781, the mature Continental Army, commanded by General George Washington and supported by French allies, seized the initiative and maneuvered to a position of advantage that resulted in the ultimate defeat and surrender of the British at Yorktown. During the Revolutionary War, the Army earned 16 campaign streamers. War of 1812, expanding territory. At the outbreak of conflict with the British, the U.S. Army was small, spread along the frontiers in small garrisons, and forced to expand quickly. Amateur officers leading poorly trained soldiers struggled in the field against the British for much of the war. Eventually, leaders such as Lieutenant Colonel Winfield Scott trained Army units capable of standing up to the British in combat on the northern frontier. New Orleans, 1814 to 1815. Andrew Jackson used regulars and militia at New Orleans to crush the largest British army sent to North America. A combination of regular army, local militia, and volunteer formations successfully defended New Orleans from British regiments recently arrived from fighting on Napoleonic battlefields in Europe. The American victory at the Battle of New Orleans, coupled with naval successes, helped secure the independence of the young nation and its expansion to the West. The lessons learned from this conflict solidified the need for a standing professional force with sufficient capability and capacity to meet the nation's needs. During the War of 1812, the Army earned 6 campaign streamers. The Army gradually grew as it defended the national coastline and protected citizens moving into the frontier. The Army actively assisted Americans as they expanded westward by providing explorers to map new territories and engineers to build roads, dig canals, and improve navigation on waterways. The Army Corps of Engineers facilitated navigation along the inland waterways, allowing inexpensive travel and movement of goods using the Ohio, Mississippi, and Missouri rivers and their tributaries. Simultaneously, the U.S. Army sustained its capability to mount combat operations. Mexican War. In 1846, the Army fought Mexico and extended the nation's borders to the Pacific Ocean. During the Mexican War, the Army showed it was capable of waging rapid and decisive campaigns. American soldiers struck deep into the heart of Mexico and marched overland to seize the city of San Diego and claim California as a new territory. The war again demonstrated the need for the regular Army to fight alongside militia forces. During the Mexican War, the Army earned 10 campaign streamers. Preserving the nation. After the Mexican War, the United States continued to expand. As it expanded, Army forces fought to preserve the nation and protect its citizens. Civil War. Starting in 1861, the Civil War tore the nation apart. The Army grew dramatically in size, capability, and technological sophistication during 4 years of war. Forced to wage war on a continental scale against superbly led opponents, Union forces developed skills in tactics, operational art, logistics, and inter-service cooperation that rivaled and sometimes exceeded their European powers. Gettysburg, 1863. On the last day of the Battle of Gettysburg, General Robert E. Lee ordered Major General George Pickett to attack strong Union defenses on a ridge almost a mile away. About an hour later, after Pickett's charge had failed to break the Union line, close to 7,000 Americans in blue and gray uniforms lay dead or wounded on the ground. The battle, a Union victory, was the last time the Confederate forces seriously threatened the North. The war, which raged on for another 2 years, had divided the U.S. Army and the nation. To enforce the war's decision and to consolidate battlefield gains, U.S. Army forces remained in the South for 12 years after 1865 as part of Reconstruction. During the Civil War, the U.S. Army earned 25 campaign streamers. Indian Wars. The Army fought against Native Americans until the beginning of the 20th century. In these bitter conflicts, Army forces fought some of the finest individual warriors it ever faced. Army forces fought with all volunteer forces, including all black cavalry and infantry regiments. Serving under the flag of the United States, Native American scouts became vital members of Army units as the wars moved onto the Great Plains. During the Indian Wars, the Army earned 14 campaign streamers. Becoming a world power. By the end of the 19th century, the United States had expanded into a world power. To meet the requirements of greater U.S. interests around the world, the Army developed expeditionary abilities and campaign qualities. War with Spain. The Spanish-American War marked the first time the U.S. Army sent forces into combat outside North America. The Spanish-American War of 1898 exposed serious deficiencies within the Army. Mobilization, deployment, and sustainment were marred by difficulties. However, Spain lacked the resources to counter U.S. Army forces. After defeating Spanish forces in Cuba and the Philippines, the Army accepted new responsibilities as a global expeditionary force and initiated major reforms to improve combat readiness. Manila, 1898. The Army fielded expeditionary forces in joint operations with the Navy, deploying units against the Spanish in Cuba, Puerto Rico, and the Philippines. In the Philippines, American soldiers seized the Philippine capital of Manila after U.S. Navy ships had isolated the besieged Spanish forces inside the city. Army forces remained for several years in the Philippines, where they put down insurrections that threatened American control of the islands and facilitated the establishment of a functional government. Despite the difficulties of governing new territories and countering insurgencies, the United States had now become a world power, and the Army played a key role in achieving that status. During the war with Spain, the Army earned three campaign streamers. China Relief Expedition. Now almost forgotten, soldiers fought in China during the long period of strife at the beginning of the 20th century. During the China Relief Expedition, the Army earned three campaign streamers. Philippine Insurrection. After seizing the Philippines from Spain, soldiers fought a bloody counterinsurgency in the jungles of that archipelago. During the Philippine Insurrection, the Army earned 11 campaign streamers. Mexican Expedition. In 1916, when internal conflict in Mexico spread across the border into the United States, Army units deployed on the border and moved into northern Mexico, clashing with Mexican troops and irregular forces. During the Mexican Expedition, the Army earned the Mexico Campaign Streamer. World War I. The First World War forced the small and lightly equipped Army to expand to unprecedented size. Millions of Americans volunteered or were drafted to create the Allied Expeditionary Force, also known as the AEF. By 1918, the Allied Expeditionary Force became a force capable of defeating the German Army. Meuse-Argonne, 1918. The Army's most important victory in the war was the 1918 offensive campaign in the Meuse-Argonne region of France. That action saw an American force of over 500,000 men attack well-defended German trench lines. The brutal ground combat lasted for weeks, but 14 U.S. divisions pushed through some of the strongest defensive positions on the Western Front and successfully seized their objectives. The Meuse-Argonne offensive was the largest battle in American history up to that time. It took a huge toll in American lives, with over 100,000 men killed or wounded. The victory showed that American soldiers and their leaders had the ability to organize for large-scale combat operations and win battles against the best armies in the world. During World War I, the Army earned 13 campaign streamers. World War II. The war against Nazi Germany, Fascist Italy, and Imperial Japan was the largest the world had ever seen. In a few short years, the U.S. Army grew from a few hundred thousand soldiers to a force comprising millions. The United States fielded the largest army in American history and fought simultaneously in Asia and the Pacific, North Africa, and Europe in a series of campaigns unprecedented in scope and scale. It was enabled throughout the war by the largest and most capable air and naval forces ever fielded by a single nation. Normandy, 1944. The 6th of June, 1944, will remain one of the most important dates in the history of the U.S. Army. On that day, 50,000 U.S. soldiers, as part of a great Allied effort, landed at Normandy in France and fought courageously against a German foe committed to preventing them from getting off the invasion beaches. German resistance was intense, but officers and non-commissioned officers inspired their men to fight through the withering fire and seize a firm beachhead on the European continent. The victory represented an enormous joint and multinational effort and remains the largest amphibious assault ever conducted. After 6 June, more than 1 million soldiers landed on the beaches and pushed inland, first to liberate France and then to cross the Rhine into the Nazi homeland. During World War II, the Army earned 38 campaign streamers. World War II solidified the need for joint, multinational, and government agency interdependence to achieve a unified effort. General George C. Marshall's experience with the challenges of occupying foreign countries, self-governance, joint interdependence, and coalition building helped establish stable post-war nation-states. Korean War. In the years that followed World War II, the United States focused on containing the spread of communism in a multi-decade conflict remembered as the Cold War. The United States recognized the demand for a large standing army as the nation became committed to deterring and sometimes fighting communist forces as part of a joint and multinational force across the globe. Moreover, this period saw the army more formally develop into the current total army. UN Defensive 1950. In 1950, just 5 years after World War II ended, the U.S. went to war again. In the first real campaign of the Cold War, American soldiers rushed to South Korea to stem the tide of the invading North Korean forces. Ill-prepared and at low levels of readiness, the First Army forces deployed to South Korea gave up ground as North Korean forces seized much of South Korea. Fighting valiantly in the Pusan perimeter while supported by other services, Army forces improvised a defense that prevented North Koreans from seizing the entire Korean peninsula. As part of a larger United Nations force, U.S. Army forces counterattacked, forcing the North Koreans back into their territory by October 1950. Intervention by the Communist Chinese People's Liberation Army that month pushed United Nations forces back into South Korea. What was a fluid campaign of maneuver became a stalemate characterized by tough combat in unforgiving conditions. When a ceasefire ended the hostilities in 1953, the Korean Peninsula remained divided. American soldiers have remained in South Korea ever since to deter further aggression from North Korea. America's continued presence in South Korea contributed to the emergence of South Korea as a democratic and powerful military and economic ally in Asia. During the Korean War, the Army earned 10 campaign streamers. Vietnam conflict. A decade after the armistice in Korea, Army forces fought another Cold War campaign in Asia. American involvement in South Vietnam had increased since the late 1950s in response to escalating pressure from communist North Vietnam. Operations in Vietnam saw many innovations to combined arms operations, including the emergence of air mobility and air-ground operations, special operations and conventional force interdependence, and decentralized counterinsurgency operations. These operations also highlighted the challenges of a conscript force reliant on individual replacement to sustain the campaign. Tet Counteroffensive 1968. The U.S. military presence in South Vietnam gradually grew to over 500,000 soldiers. They, along with South Vietnamese soldiers, seven other multinational forces, and government agencies, conducted counterinsurgency operations against Viet Cong guerrillas and mounted conventional combat operations against North Vietnamese regulars. Success in these efforts led U.S. commanders to believe that they and the South Vietnamese forces had made progress toward the final defeat of the threat. In January 1968, however, enemy forces launched the Tet Offensive across South Vietnam. U.S. soldiers and their South Vietnamese partners ultimately defeated this large-scale attack, destroying the Viet Cong as an effective combat force. Over the next 3 years, the United States slowly turned over the fight to the South Vietnamese in preparation for the withdrawal of all military forces. By 1973, the United States had withdrawn all Army forces from Vietnam. During the Vietnam War, the Army earned 17 campaign streamers. Armed Forces Expeditions. The Army faced increasing Soviet threats in Europe and communist global expansion throughout the Cold War. In 1965, the Army, with support from elements of the Organization of American States, occupied the Dominican Republic to prevent a communist takeover of the country. After the Vietnam War, Army leaders turned to rebuilding and reinvigorating the force. Most importantly, the Army became a smaller all-volunteer force made up of professional soldiers, highly trained, and equipped with the most modern weapons. Armed Forces expeditions conducted during this period included combat operations in Grenada in 1983 and the forcible removal of the dictator Manuel Noriega in Panama in 1989. These operations highlighted the need for the Army to continue to improve joint operations. During these Armed Forces expeditions, the Army earned 4 campaign streamers. Southwest Asia. Liberation and defense of Kuwait. A crisis in 1990 erupted following the Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein's seizure of Kuwait. Army forces mobilized and deployed 500,000 soldiers equipped with advanced equipment as part of an international coalition that crushed Hussein's forces in one of the most lopsided wars in history. Operation Desert Storm cemented the interdependence of the components within the Army to the joint force. As part of the total Army, the Army National Guard and Army Reserve provided unique capabilities essential to the success of the coalition forces. During actions in Southwest Asia, the Army earned 3 campaign streamers. Bosnia and Kosovo. Beginning in December 1995, Army forces participated in the North Atlantic Treaty Organization-led effort to end ethnic cleansing in Bosnia, formerly part of Yugoslavia. Army units enforced the Dayton Accords as part of the implementation force known as IFOR in 1995 to 1996, and then as part of the stabilization force known as S4 from 1997 until 2004, ending the violence and restoring order. The Army's ability to project credible force and discipline professionalism established the conditions for an enduring political solution. Kosovo Defense Campaign. In 1999, ethnic cleansing in the former Yugoslavia led to the commitment of Army forces in a peace enforcement operation in the province of Kosovo. During operations in Kosovo, the Army earned 2 campaign streamers. War on Terrorism. In the aftermath of the attacks of September 11 in 2001, Army forces deployed to Afghanistan and eventually Iraq. American-led forces drove Saddam Hussein and the Taliban from power in fast-moving campaigns noted for the relatively small number of troops and the sophistication of joint operations. American forces, alongside multinational forces, continued to conduct counterterrorism and stability operations in both Afghanistan and Iraq to deny terrorists safe havens while promoting regional stability. During the War on Terrorism, the Army earned 14 campaign streamers. CAR 840-10 and the Institute of Heraldry website for information about Army campaign streamers. Humanitarian assistance. Although not considered a battle or a campaign, numerous U.S. Army units have participated in many humanitarian assistance efforts both abroad and within the homeland. These efforts include, but are not limited to, support to domestic hurricane relief, such as the Hurricane Katrina response, support to domestic firefighting efforts, and other weather-related assistance efforts after floods and blizzards. They also include international global tsunami relief, such as Operation Unified Assistance in the Indian Ocean, international medical emergencies, and earthquake relief, such as Operation Tomodachi in Japan. By order of the Secretary of the Army. Signed, Mark A. Milley, General, United States Army, Chief of Staff. Official, signed, Kathleen S. Miller, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.